The Lord is giving me strength and wisdom. Thank you, dear Jesus, that you're teaching us how the enemy operates and making us stronger every day. Amen. Well, my precious heart dwellers, pardon me. I've had a serious computer issue. In fact, issues one after another, making it so hard for me to record messages and even get my bearings, because I have several messages lined up for you. Well, tomorrow the computer problem will be solved, and so will my backup system, and so this will not happen again. In the meantime, I've been struggling with feelings of failure. Can anyone relate to that? Then I found out that was one of the curses my dear enemies had laid on me, and the Lord allowed it because he needed suffering for Israel, Iran, and Syria. By the way, Ezekiel is coming along slowly, and it's such a joy to see him engaged in creative work. But even after prayer, I was so loaded down with frustrations. A list would have taken all day for me to repeat. I just sat and cried out to the Lord, and I was halfway into my communion service when he began speaking to me. He began, "You are not my failure. You are my queen. I honor you. I love you. I believe in you. And this is only a temporary storm for the good of your nation. Claire, without this suffering, combined together with all the others on this channel and around the world, we would be steeped in war right now. Yes, the threats of war have been great, even as spoken of. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And you have given yourself to me without conditions. And I needed this from you, my darling." I thought of something I maybe should have not done, and he interrupted me. "Let's not talk about guilt right now. Let's talk about what is good and right. You're doing your job, and you will do it even better in the weeks to come. You are part of the Cyrenians' army of intercessors. Reluctant to suffer until the sweetness of my cross touches the deepest part of your soul, and your heart is united with mine in the work that must yet be done. You are part of those who stand in the gap and carry heavy, messy crosses. Your enemies want you to think you're a failure, and they wish that you were. Then they would be rewarded by their master. But far from it, everyone who loves this channel is in the Cyrenians' army, and we are making a difference and swinging the tide from death and destruction to negotiation and settlements, deals, pacts, stopgap measures, and holding at bay the Third World War. Beloved, you have fallen so far in your confidence in me. Come back to me, Claire, and let me reestablish your authority, your place, and your standing. The enemy relentlessly persecutes you. You grow weary, and I relentlessly protect you. However, there are times such as these where I need that deep heart suffering, that I may make ends meet between even nations and peoples. You cannot afford to be distracted away from me in your time with me. Guilty as charged, Lord. Once I get started on emails and comments, I can't stop, and before I know it, it's 10 hours into my day. So please forgive me if you don't hear from me, dear heart dwellers. I am having to cut back. And then there's the poor trolls who pose as hopeless sinners, when in fact they don't see that it's more than a pose. It's the real deal. They are hopeless sinners. And I do so want to help them, because it's never hopeless with the Lord. But from now on, it will be from my prayers more than from my letters. You see how clever they are? They know that if I feel overwhelmed with correspondence, it will bring me down and eat away my time. It's quite an amusing game we play. I am honest about my trials, so all of you can relate and see how good Jesus is. And they take notes and make assignments to torment me even more in those areas. I discover who and what they truly are and share it with you, and you take notes on them and how they play you. Funny, isn't it? God turns everything to good. They haven't gotten it yet. Well, the Lord began to address my overwhelm, keeping me from Him, which was yet another curse. My precious little family, He said, when you are going along fairly well and all of a sudden distractions come from every nook and cranny and pile up on you, to the point where you feel you have to answer emails, put out brush fires, etc., etc., red flag. The enemy has cursed you with overwhelm and distractions, being sick at heart, failure, and all things deflating and discouraging. Rally up with the Lord, my dear ones. Rally up with me, my dear ones. Come back to your prayer closets and soak yourself in my love and healing. Do something physical to blow off the stress, like walking or swimming, and put on some positive music and keep going. On that note, I really like Mandisa, although she's not quite my style of music. She sure knows how to motivate and lift people up to the Lord. And I know that's the kind of music we need to hear when we're way down there, at least in the background for a little while. Jesus began again. Without me, you are a dried branch, good only for the fire. You must abide in me. You cannot let the enemy separate you from me, because this is how he weakens you. You know all this, my love. Why do you let them do this to you? And that is a rhetorical question. I see all that goes on, and how they hang one curse after another on you, and my love burns them away. Don't grow discouraged by these curses. I turn to crosses and later lift from your shoulders. Rather, rest in my arms, Claire. Lay back in my arms, knowing you are highly favored in my eyes, and by no means will evil overpower you, because you have put all your trust in me. And that is why they engineer and lay traps to steal your prayer time. They know your strength comes from me, and if they can cause that tie to be weakened, they can weaken you. Lord, it amazes me how you use evil for good, if we're willing to be patient and put all our trust in you. And I am amazed and deeply touched by your devotion and willingness to carry these crosses. Though they feel like failure, they are simply crosses I've allowed, that someday you will see were solid gold. And then they're coming off. My children, be aware that the devils are very clever and miss nothing. They miss nothing because they get a beating if they do. So you must all watch with great vigilance the directions you're headed in each day, because they're so good at sidetracking you, especially with those closest to you that you love and you feel you just can't say no to. I want you who are constantly saying yes, and yet it is seriously costing your relationship with me. I want you to learn how to use the word no. Doesn't have to be rude, but it can be, I'm sorry, dear, I can't stop and do that for you right now, but later I will help you. Or, you'll have to find someone else, honey, I'm covered up over here, but I will say a prayer for you. Many times the enemy throws up problems to cause you to get involved in those around you. This is what they have done with Claire and Ezekiel. She goes to work, they attack him. She gets heartsick seeing him suffer. Yes, heartsick is another curse, and is unable to do what she had planned to do for the night. Things have changed substantially in that area, but I want you to be aware that you are being stalked and plagued with the very same tactics. Part of this for her has been to teach her how to cope with adversity without losing her place or orientation. This has been a difficult and painful lesson, but she's caught on. Now I want you to take a cue from her. This is how they play you. You have that time set apart. All of a sudden you get a call and have to change your plans, or so you think. There are ways to inform relatives and friends that you're not in the babysitting business during certain hours and days, and they just have to cope or change their plans. Your plans belong to me for the kingdom of God. Mostly their plans belong to them for the world and the kingdom of this world. And this is how Satan gets you to compromise and lose ground. Don't let him get away with it. Sooner or later, they are going to find out that you are sold out to me and that they come after me. It's a painful and challenging way to get control of your life back, but you need to assess how much your relationship with me means to you. And the longer you put it off, the more ground you lose. Holy ground. Hearken to me, my people, and don't let the world steal our relationship away. Keep close to my heart, and I will hold you tight. If you wiggle and squirm to get free and run with the world, I have no choice but to put you down and let you go. Therefore, be vigilant, my loved ones. Be vigilant and pray for Claire and Ezekiel and their staff. The enemy truly hates them. And that was the end of his message. And I just wanted to take a moment to thank you all for being so supportive with your prayers and letters and donations. And I'm very, very, very appreciative for all of that. Thank you so much. It makes it possible for us to keep running fairly seamlessly until there's technical glitches, but we're even working those out now because I have a lot to share with you and it really hurts me when I have to go down because of a piece of equipment. And of course, now everybody's taking notes. Okay, let's curse her equipment. I'm blessing my equipment and the Lord and his angels are protecting my equipment. But if the Lord needs a suffering, he definitely knows where to allow one. God bless you, dear heart dwellers.